A famous preacher once told his congregation, "Every blade of grass is a sermon." A few days later, a parishioner saw him mowing his lawn. So he remembered that what he said. "So that's right, Father," the man said, "cut your sermon short." A man who was walking down a narrow street when he saw a sign in a window that read, "The wisdom of the universe found within." Intrigued, he went inside and found an old, joyful-looking monk sitting behind a counter. The man asked, "Tell me, Father, what the secret to a blessed life is?" The monk smiled and said, "It's very simple. You must realize that the world is upside down." The man looked confused. "Upside down? It looks right side up to me." The monk replied, "That's the problem. You are standing on your head. Once you flip over and plant your feet on the gospel, you will realize that the people of the world calls losers are actually the winners, and the things that the world calls riches are actually just heavy luggage." Today we hear the Beatitudes, the opening notes of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. If we are honest, these words sound strange to our modern ears. The world tells us, "Blessed are the powerful, for they get their way. Blessed are the wealthy, for they can buy comfort. Blessed are the famous, for they are never forgotten." But Jesus climbs the mountain, sits down, flips the script. He says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek." To the world, meekness looks like weakness. To Jesus, meekness is power under control. It is the strength to be gentle, for you have every right to be angry. Jesus is not giving us a list of requirements to get into heaven. He is describing what the hearts look like when it is fully alive in God. Our first reading from the book of Zephaniah sets the stage beautifully. God promises to leave a remnant, a people humble and lowly. Why does God love the humble? It is not because he wants us to have a low self-esteem. It's because a full cup cannot be filled. If we are full of our own pride, our own rightness, and our own achievements, then there is no room for God's grace to enter. The poor in spirit are blessed because they have emptied themselves out, creating a massive space for God to move in and to do something amazing. How do we take this upside-down kingdom into our life? Here are three practical ways. The first, Jesus says, "Blessed are those who mourn." This does not just mean crying over our own losses. It means having a heart that is soft enough to be broken by the things that break the heart of God. This week, when you see a news story of suffering or a neighbor in pain, don't just scroll past. Pause, offer a prayer, and ask, "Lord, how can I be your comfort to them?" The second practical way is the Beatitudes praise the peacemakers. Often the best way to make peace is to not have the last word. The next time you are in an argument where you know you are right, try choosing peace over being right. Let your silence be an offering of humility. The third practical way is St. Paul tells the Corinthians that God chose the foolish to shame the wise. This week, find one area where you feel weak or inadequate, perhaps as a parent, as a an employee or a friend, instead of hiding that weakness, hand it to God and say, Lord, I am poor in spirit here. Fill this space with your strength. Lent is just around the corner, but the Beatitudes give us our spring training. They remind us that we don't have to be perfect, we don't need to be powerful or polished to be blessed. We just have to be open to God's grace.